In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. In today's program, we're going to talk about the fact that we're not here forever, and we must act as if today is our last day. Stay tuned. Salamu alaikum. Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. So, today we're talking about how we should act as if today is our last day because we're not going to stay here in this world forever. I think that's a pretty good thing to discuss, don't you think? I mean, just think about it. Have you ever thought to yourself the fact that this life is not going to last? Okay, I mean, it just passes so quickly. Try to remember your childhood. Isn't it like it was yesterday? So we have to know that this world and life in this world is a transient life. And on the other hand, life in the hereafter is an everlasting life. And that which determines our life in the hereafter is how we act in our lives in this world. If you have this mentality that today is your last day, just imagine what good things would happen in a single day. You will try to be the best person you can ever be. You will do as many good deeds as you can with good intentions. You will stay away from sins. And most importantly, you will ask Allah for His help. You will be grateful of Him. And you will seek His forgiveness by repenting and compensating for your past sins and misdeeds. Now, I think this is too good to be true. Because, you know, it's just everything suddenly becomes good and, you know, you transform from a partially or even completely miserable person who doesn't have an aim in life and just wastes away his life aimlessly and just wanders here and there without a real goal in mind. And all of a sudden, you're this person who is changing his entire life by becoming such a good person that Allah will definitely be satisfied and pleased with him. So, you see just how simple can it get if you every day you think to yourself and try to internalize this idea that today might be my last day. So, just is that even possible? I mean, you're young and you're really healthy. Why should you all of a sudden die for no reason? Well, if we want to be realistic, anything could happen in a single day. God forbid you might get into an accident or die from a rare disease or have a stroke, God forbid. But you don't have to really think about these negative things that, you know, oh my God, I'm going to die today. What am I supposed to do? No, man, just chill, man. Just say that I will leave this world at the end of the day. So I must act in the best way possible. I must fulfill all of my religious obligations, and I must act based on whatever Allah has commanded. Dear listeners, you're listening to The Teacher, and now we're going to listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji, and we'll be right back.
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We want to reflect upon a beautiful tradition from the noble prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And in the tradition, he gives us something very profound and deep to think about our life in this world and the life of the world to come, more specifically the life of this world. And you know, when he speaks, it's something for all of us to take, listen to pay heed to give attention to. He gives us a very interesting thought to reflect upon today on a saying or a thought that many of us have, that, you know, we hope tomorrow when we wake up that we'll do certain actions. You know, many of us believe and take it for granted that we're going to wake up tomorrow. We'll go to sleep tonight, and we know for a fact that tomorrow we're going to wake up. But the Prophet knocks a bit of sense into us, knocks us back into reality to show us how we should actually think and how we should be interacting with the life of this world on a day-to-day basis. In the tradition, the Prophet says the following: a person who expects to be alive tomorrow is a person who expects to be alive forever. We have to realize that our lives are not infinite. We're not here forever. We were not created by God to be on earth forever. We were not meant to live forever. We were not meant to live for thousands of years. Yes, earlier generations may have had longer lifespans, but as humanity has traversed through the ages over the thousands of years that we have been on earth, from the religious perspective, we believe in the fact that ages of humanity have begun to, have been on the decline. So previous prophets and their communities lived for thousands of years. This became hundreds of years till we are where we are today, where maybe the oldest person on earth might be 110, 115 years old. But very rarely do people, transgress that limit of age. And even today in society and in the world of science and technology and medicine, they may try to prevent many illnesses and sicknesses, find the cure for many diseases, try to prolong the human life to maybe add 5, 10, 20, 30 years to our life. But ultimately, as the Quran tells us, every soul shall taste of death. Whether you die at the age of 5 or 15 or 50 or 100, eventually we all have to die. The Prophet shows us in this tradition, however, that a person who expects to wake up tomorrow, who expects to be alive tomorrow, he says that he expects to be alive forever. Because if it's a Monday, and I say I'm going to wake up on a Tuesday. Tuesday, I say I'm going to wake up on a Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm going to wake up on a Thursday, and so on and so forth. This continues on and on and on. And you feel that you're immortal, that you may live forever. But obviously, as we mentioned, and as the Quran talks about many, many times, that life on this earth is temporary. It is a temporary pleasure. It is a fleeting life. It is something that will end. It has a end. It doesn't continue on until eternity. Only the life of the world to come is for eternity with no end to it. But the life of this world, our lives are meant to end. And so yes, we realize that we are finite beings. That doesn't mean that we are not planning or that we are planning to die. No, we have to still plan to live. But we also realize that we will one day leave this world, and so let us also plan for the world to come. Let us plan through our actions, through our speech, through the way we interact and deal with one another, that we make the best of this life so that we can make the best of the next life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت عينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيب.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher. So, we were talking about how this world is transient and the fact that we're not here forever. Therefore, we have to act as if today is our last day. This is a very, very good philosophy of mind, in my opinion. In fact, our imams have told us to have such a mindset. Just imagine if you would act this way every single day of your life, you would keep on going higher and higher, spiritually speaking and physically speaking. You will become a friend of Allah, and this habit, in fact, this behavior will turn into a habit for you, and ultimately it will become second nature. It means that you don't even have to think about it. It just happens automatically. You're a good person who is a person who does not commit sins because he hates them and just, it disgusts him to commit sins because he knows that at the end of the day, he will leave this world and he will be punished for his sins. And likewise, he will be rewarded for his good deeds. As a matter of fact, your whole life put together is not as long as a single day in the hereafter. Why? Because life in the hereafter is everlasting, unlike life in this world. So guys, my advice to you is that you should try this protocol out, man. It's really beneficial, and it will yield really, really good results, both in this world and the next world. No doubt about it. Another problem is that we as human beings, as Muslims, believers, whatever you name it, tend to procrastinate things. And this is why it's good to have the mindset that we talked about. If you keep on procrastinating, for example, you say, oh, it's okay if I commit sins. I mean, they're sins, but they're pleasurable too. It's okay because I'll repent of my sins later. This is really bad. Imagine if you don't have the chance, the opportunity to repent of your sins. Let's say an accident happens and suddenly you leave this world unexpectedly. What would happen then? You'll be punished for not repenting your sins and procrastinating your repentance. However, if you act as if today is your last day in this world, you're definitely not going to procrastinate anything. Whether it is for performing acts of worship, helping the poor and needy, enjoining people to the good and forbidding of evil, and in general, avoiding the unlawful and performing the obligatory acts. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. La ilaha illallah.